This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Sky King and their forthcoming release, Morose Tales from the Left Coast. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for a band called Sky King, who is about to release their debut CD, Morose Tales from the Left Coast. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Larry Fuzzy Knight and Walter Orozco of Sky King regarding this forthcoming release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their forthcoming CD, Morose Tales from the Left Coast, here is Sky King with Hollywood.
Everyone just
From their forthcoming CD, Morose Tales from the Left Coast, that was Sky King with Hollywood. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Larry Fuzzy Knight and Walter Orozco of Sky King regarding their forthcoming release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you guys, I've had a chance to listen to Skyfall's upcoming release, and it's a great listen, and now that it's almost out there for people to get a listen to, how do you guys feel about the finished work?
We love it. Yes, Larry did a great, great job. He did all the arranging, the strings, and it turned out more than I could imagine. I'm very happy with it.
And how about you, Walter?
Yes, I wrote a lot of these songs, and me and Larry, we got together and kind of redid them and reconstructed, so I'm completely satisfied, more than happy with Larry with this.
Talk about how this project got started, Sky King.
It's like all magic projects, you know. I was invited to come down and do a jam at a rehearsal place in North Hollywood, and it was with Walter's a band that he had at the time, and the circumstances were a little strange in the rehearsal, and I couldn't really hear the music that he was trying to, you know, show me that they were playing because of the sound and the volume and all that. So ultimately I asked Walter and his friend Garth, come out to my house and let's sit down, let's listen to these songs. I really want to hear what you've written. I want to hear it in with definition. And that's exactly what we did. We sat down and we started going through tune after tune after tune. And what struck me about this project was I was in love with the lyrics of every song. I would listen to the song, I would listen to the words, and I went, God, you know, people are going to relate to this. Everybody I know is going to relate to these songs. It doesn't matter how old you are. There's some common thread of experience or something that comes into our lives that they're going to relate to. And instead of going and rehearsing with the band and, you know, just wasting a lot of time in rehearsal, we decided to spend our time working on the songs themselves and recreating them in the fashion that I thought Walter had original purpose. And I would ask him questions about each song. Where did that come from? Why did you want to write that? Why did you want to do this? Why did you want to do that? And he would explain it to me. And as he did, then I re-envisioned how I thought the song might sound at its maximum. And pretty much that's what we did. We spent, I would say, close to 11 or 12 months in pre-production. Just Walter, just me, and Walter's friend that plays rhythm guitar on the CD, which is his friend Garth Farkas. And I'm going to let Walter talk to you about what his, you know, experience was. And then I'm going to go strangle my dog because she's barking her face. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Brian, it's Walter here. This goes back to, I had met Larry a few bars that we played. We had bounced back and forth, and between sets, he would play one set, we would play another. So I had met him shortly for a while. And, it must have been a year later that our bass player quit from the old band. And we put an ad in the paper, and we got a hold of Larry. And once we met up, we had gotten together at that studio he was telling you about. And it just wasn't there, and we fine-tuned everything when we was able to sit down together and really kind of craft these songs. So it was kind of funny the way we met up, and I never thought I'd end up doing a project with him, but it turned out very well for all of us, and everyone's pretty happy with it. And we had a lot of fun along the way, too.
And what is it that you think Fuzzy brings to the table that's made this thing work?
Oh, the experience. Fuzzy is a guy, he'll hear a song even before he knows the song. He already knows the parts. He is an excellent composer and arranger. And he heard a lot of the stuff in songs that weren't even there. When he threw them together, he knew the strings exactly what he wanted. It's amazing, his ear, and what he could do with a basic track where there's very little going on, how he could fill it up without being cluttered up and annoying. So he really is quite a composer, I got to tell you.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did all this get started?
Oh, it goes way back. I mean, I was like most kids at the time, you know, first thing you see, the Beatles, then the Lovin' Spoonful, then the Rolling Stones, and I started thinking, you know what? These guys look like they're having a good time. They're making a living. A lot of the girls love them. I said, you know, I want part of this music scene. And I just kind of picked up, like everyone else, you know, the $20 electric guitar, and then you move on to that and just slowly start getting in bands, the high school thing, the little dances you do at the high school, and it just kind of just progressed from there. And then slowly it was the bar scene, and then slowly some concert things. So it was a progressive type thing for me that I just kind of started out and just fell in love with it.
Brian, Walter's from Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh?
Yeah, that's where he's originally from. And I'm originally from St. Louis, so the band is really rooted in the Midwest. But as all musicians from across the country, they when they want to come to California, they have this dream of what they think, you know, California is all about. It's like Hollywood and stars and music and Grammys and, you know, and this is where you want to come to be a big success. And a lot of people that come out here never make it and usually wind up either going home or starving to death or winding up. Walter's hung in there and, you know, he was playing around L.A. I'm lucky. You know, I'm one of the lucky guys. I happen to hook up with a lot of great legendary artists in my life and wound up playing with a lot of those people. So my experience has been one of traveling and worldwide with Spirit. And I played for Delaney and Bonnie, and, you know, I did all my blues people from Albert Collins to Albert King. I played with all these people. But the bottom line is, again, Walters has a vision. If you listen to each song, it's a story unto itself. That's why the title of the CD is called Morose Tales from the Left Coast. They're sad tales, but expressed musically in a more jovial and happy way. The first song on that MP3 is called Poor House. A lot of people in this country can relate to that song right now. The second song is Inside Out. It's just a way of looking at the world, you know, one way or the other. We all go through that. Hollywood, what we envision when we're not here, what we think Hollywood is until we get here. And when you see Hollywood for the very first time, I got to tell you, when I first came to L.A., and I got here really late at night. I drove across country. I think I got in about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And the first place I wanted to see was Hollywood, and Hollywood Boulevard, and the Star. And what I saw were drug addicts and people vomiting on the street and hookers and weird stuff. And I went to myself, you got to be kidding me. This is Hollywood? You know, and it's funny that you know, it's not what it seems from a distance. It's different. You know, it's very, very different. So every one of these stories are almost real, genuine happenings that has experienced and seen through his eyes and through his heart and through his mind. Great stuff. Oxnard Cahuenga. That happens to be an area in North Hollywood that Walter lives in. And its song is about a drive-by shooting where one of the stray bullets hit a little girl standing you know, in her doorway and killed her. And that song, Oxnard Cahuenga, is a real world experience right here in L.A., you know, and when you listen to it, it sounds sort of like a James Brown at one time, and then there's this one section that almost sounds like a funeral march. Well, that's what it is. You know, you can hear the church bell in the background, and every single song of this CD is very heartfelt. That's why I love it so much. And I didn't know, you know, what you thought. You haven't mentioned anything. Do you have a favorite song, or you don't like it?
Oxnard Cahuenga is one of them, and then Blue Skies is another one. And get a Long Lost Girl.
Those are great ones. We love those. Those are our favorite, some of our favorite songs.
We'll hear more from Larry Fuzzy Knight and Walter Orozco of Sky King regarding their forthcoming release after a commercial break. But first, from their CD, Morose Tales from the Left Coast, here is Sky King with Poorhouse. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month, Travis T. Warren and his debut solo release, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. You'd probably expect the lead singer of Blind Melon to come out guns blazing on his solo release, but Beneath These Borrowed Skies is a soul-stirring, retrospective listen. This haunting collection of songs are a reminder of the power of fine songwriting. Beneath These Borrowed Skies, from Travis T. Warren, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Travis at his official website, www.travistwarren.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Sky King, who are about to release their debut CD, Morose Tales from the Left Coast. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Larry Fuzzy Knight and Walter Orozco of Sky King regarding their forthcoming release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And you guys touched on this a little bit, but talk a little more about the songwriting process between you guys. How do you guys go about it?
Interesting. Well, the first thing we do is we sit down with our instruments and we do the what we call the basic, the most prime elements of the song. It's sort of like not mapped out, but sketched out. Here's your intro. Here's your verse. Here's your chorus, here's the chorus hook, and here's the other verses. And then, you know, by working the lyric and listening to the melody, mostly the melody from his singing, it's where the accompaniment begins and ends. Trying not to over-clutter where the voice is. One thing we were really adamant about when we were in the studio was when we were adding in other instruments and other parts to make sure that none of them would interfere with the voice ever and the words. The words had to be distinctively understandable to a certain extent. I mean, you know, there's accents and there's ways to say things that sometimes you go, what did he say? You know, but that's normal. But for the most part, we want people to be able to sing along with our songs when we're in concert. And when we print our booklet that goes with the CD, we are going to print all the lyrics for all 13 songs for the people.
And how soon can people expect a release of this material for the...
Well, here's where we're at. We are doing, because we spent a long time on the actual putting it together and then the mastering and everything else, we decided that we wanted something different for our front cover on our CD. So we opted for original artwork. And I have a friend of mine, he's an artist, and he is working on the cover of the CD for us as we speak. We've been working on it for the last 3 or 4 months, actually. We've had revisions, and when you're doing hand art, the revisions take a little longer because, you know, he throw one thing out and redraw it again. But we're very, very close. In fact, sometime by the end of this week, I might be approving the cover art. and then it'll go to, you know, the printing company, and we'll put the booklet together. There'll probably be like a 6 or 8 page booklet that'll be part of the CD package. So I would say, in all of reality, I'm going to shoot for either very late March or probably April for the worldwide internet release of Sky King.
And what would each of you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
I'll let Walter start.
Firstly, I would like someone, after they hear that album, I would like them to walk away feeling, you know, I've felt that way. I'm not the only one that's ever felt that or had that emotion. I really want to connect with the people when we play. I want them to feel like we are as one big, I don't know, family when we do our gigs and all that. So I would say, I just want everyone to really walk away thinking this is really something I felt.
And in my vibe, it allows us to do a couple different things. The people that recorded and added the extra tracks with us, like the keyboardist, John Thomas. John Thomas also plays for Bruce Hornsby, and he's been in Bruce Hornsby's band for over 20 years. He's a phenomenal keyboardist. He did every kind of keyboard you could think of, as each song called for something different. When you listen to Oxnard Cuenga, you'll pick up Farfisa. Nobody uses Farfisa anymore, but because of the mood of the song, it felt like it should have a Farfisa sound. So we went with the Farfisa. On other songs, it's playing acoustic grand piano. On some, it's Hammond B3. On some of it, it's old tech, a blues piano, Cajun sounding stuff, church sounding stuff. So there's a myriad of keyboard parts, all done by one fella who's a genius.
Wow.
And he happened to have his own recording studio at his house, a nice recording studio, not a little, you know, individual. This one, people bring all their projects in to record at. And we did all the keyboards at his place. Our two horn players, well, Chris, you said you knew Jimmy Z. That great harp solo in Late Night Phone Call, that's a killer harp solo that he played. He does the flute in Blue Skies. He does all the lead sax solos in Hollywood and all the other stuff. And Lee Thornburg, one of the great trumpet players of our time, who plays with Bruce Springsteen and other people, he helped do the horn arrangements for me. And he did all the horn parts. He did all the trumpet lines and the valve trombone lines. So our side players are really great. Now, what I'm driving at is this. When we go into concert, we are going to reproduce the album as it was recorded, and we're going to reproduce it with power. This is going to be a great show, as well as great music, because the show is going to have to be as good as the music was created. And we're even thinking about doing a little a video movie for each song that will play on the screen in back of us while we're on stage, like a real mini movie of each song. That's how we were planning to do our show. And it's not going to be for the meek or the mild. We're out to take no prisoners. We're out to hopefully be as attractive musically to young audiences as we would old audiences. And the other thing about this music, you know that I was with Spirit for a long time, and Spirit was known as a very eclectic band. We had elements of jazz and blues and rock and folk and you name it in our music, and Sky King sort of has this eclectic combination of sounds. And it's, you know, I would go and bet you right now that as this CD gets heard around the world, people will not believe that every single song is sung by the same vocalist.
Well,
now, if you listen to all 13 tracks, you would seem, you know, sit back and go, I wonder who sang that one. You know, Walter sang every single song. And the way he sings is also something that attracted me, because there's very few singers that can emulate their music vocally. David Bowie happens to be one of them. Jim Morrison was one of them. There's a few out there that could take different songs and throw the way they sing them, sing their vocal sounds like it fits the character of the song. And it's not something that he tries to do. It's something that comes out natural because that's how he feels the song and the lyric of the song. And I thought, gee, man, that's rare. There's not very many people that do that. And, of course, as you listen to the guitar solos all through the CD, the guitar solos are not your normal, same old cliche-driven crap. Every solo is a melodic solo. As you listen to the solos with each song, and if you listen to that song over and over and over again, you'll be singing the guitar solos before you know it. And that's another rare a thing that doesn't happen with a lot of music. So I found elements here that I thought were extremely rare and special for an artist or an artist band to have. And I think, Sky, to be honest with you, Brian, regardless of what you or anybody in the world thinks, I believe so much in this music and so much in Walter's abilities that I just want to get this guy exposed to the world. He needs exposure. He needs people to know who he is and what Sky King's all about. And we're already got 8 or 9 songs ready for the next CD. So it won't be too long before we'll actually be starting to work on Sky King 2.
Keep your eyes open for Morose Tales from the Left Coast coming from the band Sky King very soon. From that CD, here is Sky King once more with Oxnard and Cahuenga.
Wrong done on a little
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Larry Fuzzy Knight and Walter Orozco for their time and their music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.